KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. I don't enjoy being negative. I don't always enjoy being negative, but most of this week's movie openings are so awful that I thought I'd perform a public service by warning you off two of them. If your spirits are soaring dangerously high, In Secret is a surefire downer. It's based on Zola's Thérèse Raquin and directed by Charlie Stratton from his own screenplay. Zola took a social scientist's view of the people in his 19th century tale of passion, murder, and guilt. He saw them, he wrote, more as exemplars of temperament than as conventional characters. In Stratton's effort to recast Zola as a writer of Harlequin novels, they exemplify glumness more than anything else. Elizabeth Olsen is the unfortunate Thérèse forced to marry her sickly cousin Camille by her aunt Madame Raquin. Jessica Lange plays the old coot with all the merriment that befits her position as proprietress of a dark, tomb-like shop in a squalid quarter of Paris. Olsen has the face of a Madonna, but it's unexpressive in scene after scene. Nothing good happens to the heroine until the appearance of handsome Laurent, a friend of her husband's from childhood. He's played with flair that diminishes quickly by Oscar Isaac from Inside Llewyn Davis. But good is a relative term. What begins as a passionate attraction leads to a crime passionnel, to the guilty couple's moral miseries, and to exceptionally bad news for anyone expecting entertainment. Then we have Barefoot, with an infantile heroine who doesn't wear shoes because they hurt her feet. Her name is Daisy Kensington, and she's played by Evan Rachel Wood, who can't be blamed for the blissed-out idiocy of the script, although she must have read it beforehand. Daisy is a psychiatric patient who supposedly killed her mother and hears voices. She's an allegedly lovable infant because her mother held her prisoner at home instead of sending her to school. This explains why we're meant to sympathize with her, but there's no explaining why we should care about her Prince Charmless, a clod named Jay Wheeler, who's played with groundless self-regard by Scott Speedman. Jay is a ne'er-do-well son of wealthy parents in New Orleans. Not only does he help Daisy escape from a psychiatric hospital in Los Angeles, he takes her back home in a nonsensical attempt to convince his father that he's finally straightened out his life. The pretext for the visit is the wedding of his younger brother. The pretext for the movie is yet another riff on childlike innocence. Daisy is a dim version of the adult with an inner child that Tom Hanks played so endearingly in Big. She's also a descendant, however remote, of Judy Holliday's Billy Dawn in the peerlessly witty and ironic Born Yesterday. But Daisy was written without irony, wit, or any grounding in reality. She's a barefooted flower child and a flat-footed fiasco. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.